it is our privilege to partner with you to raise your children. You do understand that that is the relationship between the church and parents or grandparents. In fact, I need to broaden this discussion here a little bit, because today, many times grandparents or step parents or perhaps neighbors or mentors are chief influencers in their grandchildren's life and in their children's life and in children that are around them. And I want to thank you for that. It's a huge thing for you to take that position, take that place in your child's life and to be that mentor, that godly influence in their life. And we thank you for allowing us to help you with that. This week, what we have done in VBS is we have tried to take the armor of God and to run that theme through the entire week and to instill in children that they, through Jesus Christ, by being in Him and Him being, by us being in Him, that they have the ability to stand, that they have the ability to be strong, that they have the ability to, when temptation comes, for this week we talked about temptation, or when friends are ugly to them, or when they get angry or mad or don't get their way, that they can stand in that. We've also tried to teach them that they can do the right thing. And we've talked some this week about doing the right thing because Jesus is our righteousness. And we tried to instill that on them and that they can stand. And I find, as a pastor, that one of the primary concerns in the Christian world today among parents and grandparents and the church at large is, can my child stand? You know, that is a question that runs in the back of the mind of every parent. Listen, I am a parent. Two of the young ladies that you saw this today presenting were our daughters, and mine and Geraldine's daughters, and I know that question. I know that that question lingers in the heart and the mind of every parent, every grandparent. When the test comes, when the temptation comes, when the opportunity comes to do something other than stand, to go the wrong, will my child stand? And it's interesting because that tension that we feel inside of us is not a new thing. That tension is actually a tension that has been through all through the ages, dating back to biblical times. That feeling of, can they stand? Will they stand? Will I stand? Can we stand? In fact, Paul addresses it. I don't know if you brought your Bibles this morning. I trust you did. I want you to look at a scripture with me real quickly this morning. It's in Ephesians 6. And if you notice this scripture and read it carefully, as I want to do here in just a moment, it's a popular scripture, but it says something perhaps more than we have seen in the past. Notice if you have your Bibles, Ephesians 6, beginning at verse 10. Let me read the verse there, the few verses there. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness in this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. You understand the context of what they're saying here? The context, the issue is, will they stand? Can we stand? Can anybody stand? That is the same tension. Paul, writing to the church at Ephesus, felt the same thing. Guys, he had the same question that many of us had. Can I stand up to what is going on? And the Ephesian church was feeling that. And so Paul wrote to them and said, I understand that feeling. I understand that sense and that wondering if you can stand. And so he encourages them to stand, and then he begins to tell them how they can do that. He said, therefore, take up the whole armor of God. That's how you can stand, is taking up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore. And notice what he begins to do. He begins to talk, look here guys, he begins to talk about what we've talked about all week long. He says, have on, watch this, your waist girt about with truth. He talks about truth being part of our stance. And the principle there is that truth always prevails. And we talked about that some this week in VBS. And listen to me, it is still a principle that stands. In fact, the national news is full right now, of politicians who have tried to lie their way out of circumstances. But I'm telling you, truth always prevails. Truth, integrity and character always is the place to stand. And we talked about it this week, that you can stand in the truth of who Jesus is in you. You remember guys was talking about that? And so we tried this week to help understand that truth always prevails. Then he talks about, and this is the next thing he talks about, the breastplate of righteousness. That Jesus is our righteousness, and that sometimes you must do what is right just because it is right. Not because it is easy, not because it is popular, not because it is what everybody else is doing, but you must do what is right just because it is the right thing to do. And listen to me, you guys know this as well as I do. That's not just a child's lesson, is it? That's a lesson for every one of us to carry forth from here. That there are occasions, there are times in our offices and in our workplaces and in our homes, there are times when we're making a business deal with someone, when we must do what is right just because it is right. And in that, you can stand. Because you don't then have to look back over your shoulder and wonder who's going to find out. I wonder who's going to see, because you have done the right thing just because it is the right thing. May not be popular, and certainly oftentimes is not easy, but you can stand when you do what is right because it is right. Amen? Then he goes on to another part of the armor. He talks about the shoes of the gospel of peace in verse 15. And having your feet covered with the preparation of the gospel of peace. What he's talking about there is having being ready, being prepared to share the good news of Jesus Christ. And that's one of the things we have tried to help the kids do this week by inviting them, encouraging them to invite their friends and putting inside of them a song or a verse or a thought about a biblical thought that will help them to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Listen to me. A person, an individual who is prepared, an individual whose feet are prepared to share the good news are much more able to stand against all of the bad news. Let me say that again. I think maybe you didn't catch it. An individual that is prepared to share the good news of Jesus Christ is much stronger and able to stand against all of the flood of the bad news that may come. So we talked about that this week. Then he goes on, Paul talking to the Ephesian church, he goes on, he says, the next thing is the shield of faith. We talked this week about how that you can trust God. When you can't, and listen, it is a sad reality. In the world that we live in today, that children do not know who they can trust anymore. It's a sad reality. Some of you are teachers and you have influence in kids' lives, and you know what I'm talking about. They don't know if they can trust dad to keep his word or mom to keep his word or who to trust anymore. But we do know that we can trust Jesus, and that is our shield of faith when we put our trust and our confidence and our hope in him. And a person that can trust Jesus can stand. They can stand. He goes on then to the next piece of the armor of God, the helmet of salvation. And he talks about it in the terms that we can put all of our hope in Jesus Christ. That there aren't many things that you can count on in this world anymore. In fact, Paul describes this world as rusty. He describes this world as decaying. He describes this world as falling away into nothing. He says, but you can lay up treasures in heaven, and in heaven those treasures will be safe. And as real as that is, it is also a metaphor for where we live today. We can put our hope and our trust in Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You can have the shield of faith, and in that faith you can, the helmet of salvation, and you put your trust in him, you can indeed stand. And then finally Paul talks about the sword of the Spirit. We talked about the sword of the Spirit this week. In fact, many of the guys made a craft, a pretty cool, pretty neat craft that they carried home with them to remind them about the sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit being both the living Word of God, who is Jesus Christ, and the written Word of God, which is the text that we have that we are able to read from. And the Holy Spirit takes that and makes it alive and makes it a weapon in our lives, the sword of the Spirit. So what does that have to do with us? What does that have to do with where we live? What does that have to do with where we are today? I think Paul's writing to the Ephesian church about standing, I think it has two applications to your life and to my life. One is that we must do, as Paul said, put on the armor of God. Notice that's how he begins out. He starts in verse 11. He says, put on the whole armor of God. To put on, what does it mean, Pastor, to put on the whole armor of God? What does that actually mean? I think there are two facets to that. One is to surrender ourselves completely and totally to him, and to humble ourselves and give ourselves over to him. To put on the armor of God is to stop depending on, or stop trusting in myself and what I can do. It is that I accept and surrender my life completely to him. My ambitions, my hopes, my dreams, I surrender myself to him. That's putting on the armor of God. And then the second application is to stand in that armor. In fact, I'm fascinated by how often Paul says it. Look in verse 13. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, and having done all to stand, stand therefore. The way to stand in the world that we are living in today, the way to stand is to depend on him. It's not enough just to surrender to him and then to turn and go and do my own thing and go my own way. But when the occasion comes to do what is right because it is right, to not manipulate the situation myself with my talents, my abilities, how fast I can talk, or how I might manipulate a situation, but rather to trust in Him, and I can stand in my integrity and in my character. To depend on Him to be the deliverer. To depend on Him to bring to the front that I've done what is right because it is right. To depend on Him to be my spokesman, that I don't have to speak and defend myself. I allow Him to do that and trust Him. And that's standing on the armor of God and in the armor of God. It is both surrendering our lives to Him and depending on Him. So that brings us to where I want to speak this morning. Just for one thing that I want to say to the parents. Just one thing this morning to the parents. As important and as crucial as it is for all of us to surrender to the Lord, that is putting on the armor, and to depend on Him, that is standing in the armor, we must teach these ones to do that. We must teach them to stand in the armor. We must teach them to depend on the Lord Jesus Christ and to trust in Him and to do what is right because it is right and to have our confidence and our hope in Him. Pastors, how do you do that? How do we stand in Him? I think there are two things that are crucial. We must teach them. We must teach them. We must teach them that Jesus Christ is our armor. We must teach them that Jesus Christ is our refuge. We must teach them that you can depend on Jesus Christ. We must teach them about the armor, and that's some of what we have tried to do today, and I hope we have partnered with you and that you are reinforcing these lessons that we have taught them this week. We must teach them and that you can depend on and you can trust Jesus, that He'll not let you down, that He is our armor, that you can put Him on, according to Romans 13 and 14, and that you can stand in Him, according to 1 Corinthians 10, 14, that you can put Him on and you can stand in Him. We must teach them. Never send your children out unclothed. Never send them out without the armor of God on them. So one thing that we must do as parents, we must teach them. And the second thing is this. We must give them a godly example to follow. We cannot teach them to depend on God and then them see us do a dirty deal. Just because it'll make us a few more bucks. Right? We have to give them a godly example to follow. We cannot teach them that we clothe ourselves in Jesus Christ and He is our salvation and try to then save ourselves, so to speak, or depend on ourselves, or I can get through it, or I can make it through myself. We must be a godly example for them to follow. So in teaching them and in giving them example, then I believe that indeed they will stand. In fact, that's what Paul said. Paul said, once you've done all you can to stand, stand therefore. And as much as a command, it was an encouragement to them. Paul was saying to the Ephesian church, if you will do these things and you will depend on and arm yourself and trust and clothe yourself in the Lord Jesus Christ, then you can know that indeed you can stand. And I believe we as parents not only can be a godly example and lead in that example of standing, but we can also teach them and show them and train them. So I encourage you. So I look around the room, I see those who are having godly influence from every angle, parents, grandparents. I see some teachers. I see some mentors. I know that you are having influence to the little guy that lives down the street or the little girl that you see at the YMCA, and I want to thank you for that. What an incredible thing that is, and I want to encourage you in that role to teach them that Jesus, that you can depend on Jesus and in Him you can stand and to be a godly example. Amen? Amen. I want you to bow your heads. I want to pray this morning. Father, I thank you and I praise you for the privilege that I've had just for 10 or 15 minutes to just share from your word and to take all of that we talked about this week at VBS and to kind of bring in and put it in one package for us to understand that this is real, that what we've taught the kids this week is relevant, that it's not just abstract ideas, but Lord, that in you they can stand because the world they live in, Lord, is a world that requires us to put you on and to stand in you, and I thank you for that. And I thank you, Lord, that we have made a difference this week in these kids' lives and in all of those who weren't able to be here this morning. And I thank you also for parents and grandparents and mentors and teachers and Sunday school teachers here that are having an influence in kids' lives. And I pray, Lord, that together that we can teach these what it is to stand in you and that together, Lord, we can be an example to them for you. Lord, I pray also for each of those that are here. Maybe there's some that are here this morning that are having a hard time standing when it comes to truth, or maybe they're having a tough time when it comes to doing what is right just because it's right, or maybe they're having a tough time trusting you and they want to exalt themselves. I pray, Lord, that by the Holy Spirit and by the Word of God, that you will make this biblical principle real to them, that indeed, Lord, you are their armor and they can trust you. They can surrender to you and they can depend upon you. And we praise you and we thank you for it. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. We're going to do what we've done every night this week. We're going to close with a prayer. And I'm going to have a child to help me do that. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For Bible school.
For Bible school.
And what we have learned this week.
And we learned this week.
Help us.
Help us.
And our families.
And our families.
To do what is right.
And do what's right.
Because it is right.
Because it's right.
And depend on you.
And depend on you.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift his countenance up upon you and give you peace. Go in the blessings of the Lord, and thank you again so much for being here.